Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Ang laking bagay nito because Triple H is actually opening multiple forbidden doors. It's like that scene in Endgame. Nagbabasa lahat ng portal. Right? And Triple H is Captain America. Right? He's just allowing everybody to go everywhere. And never thought I'd see the day where in the WWE that we are in right now, wrestlers can appear on other brands.
This is Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov. The star, the NXT champion, and you're listening to.
The Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
Another week, another round of wrestling to be talked about on the longest running weekly episodic podcast in the Philippines, in Asia probably. This is the Wrestling Podcast.
Hey.
Chino Liao and Emil Nate reporting for duty to give you all a brand new week of wrestling picks. Still no Stan C, still no Romoran. Still no Rowan ASH. All three of them are recently indisposed because of life. But not to worry. Emil and I are here to keep you company and to talk to you about the week that was in wrestling, or the weekend, rather, that was in wrestling. Emil, how's it going?
Hey, it's going good. This was the first weekend I actually had rest. Over the past couple of weeks, medyo busy tayo, but you know, I got some rest, and I finally caught up on wrestling. I feel like the last week it was tough for me to catch up on all the wrestling, but I was able to do it this weekend. That's why prepared tayo for this episode.
Yeah, buti ka pa rested ka ng weekend. I had a pretty busy weekend because I started vlogging.
Hey,
so wanna know more about that? You just look out for whenever I put those out, but. All in all, still being able to caught up with all the wrestling that was. But before we get to that, we of course have to take care of some housekeeping business because we are only 3 weeks away from WrestleMania XL. And of course, because it is the biggest WrestleMania ever, we are doing the biggest viewing parties, plural, ever. Emil, let's tell the people about the viewing parties.
All right, so just like the tagline says, it's WrestleMania XL. So we're doing it extra large this year. 2 days, 2 venues. So it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Extra, you know, extreme fun because, you know, there's 2 days. And again, you can buy your early bird tickets now at 600, yung 2 day passes, right? That's the price for it.
Yes.
So it's the link is tinyurl.com/WrestleMania40PH. So again, the link is tinyurl.com/WrestleMania40PH. So we are running 2 venues this year. First is Skinny Mike's and then Hobby Stadium. So if You can pick and choose. Like if mas malapit ka sa BGC area, you can go to Skinny Mike's. If Hasil sa'yo na pumunta sa BGC, there's another venue for you to pick, which is Hobby Stadium. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be 2 days of WrestleMania action. Ito lang pala na. Like, just because you buy an early bird ticket doesn't guarantee you a seat at both venues. So you have to be there very early come WrestleMania weekend because, again, the show starts at 7 a.m. So, klaruin natin yon. I think in the past, it was at 8, but this time, babalik tayo sa 7 a.m. start for both days, WrestleMania. So, I advise you to be there as early as maybe 6 or 6.30 kung kaya nyo because magkakaubusan yan ng upuan. So, so be early. So, we will see you there. And let's all be safe, but also let's all have fun. It's gonna be a fun weekend for all of us.
Yes. So just a few things that Emil missed out on. The tickets for the early bird price are 350 pesos. None. They come with one iced tea and an entry into the raffle. We have gifts from our friends,
none,
raffle. Everybody toys and collectibles, as well as Hobby Damesy of Geek Talk PH giving away some prizes on the Skinny Mike side of things. On the Hobby Stadium side of things, Hobby Stadium themselves are giving away a blaster pack of WWE trading cards, as well as other prizes that we currently have under wraps. So $350 for both. Both have iced tea and a raffle entry for the end of the day. Both days are going to be selling 2-day passes at 600 pesos, but both venues are exclusive and they are non-transferable. Meaning, if you buy for Hobby Stadium, Hobby Stadium lang. If you buy for Skinny Mike's, Skinny Mike's lang. Bawal tumalon. Also, Skinny Mike's have instituted a rule regarding merch and belts to be brought. They are not allowing that. We want to promote a safe and responsible wrestling environment, and we will enforce their rules to the fullest extent of the law. For Hobby Stadium is only allowing belts and replicas. That's it. Replica belts lang ang pwede. They will not allow chairs. They will not allow money in the bank briefcases or other sort of merch na dadalhin nyo sa venue. They will also be checking people who are entering Hobby Stadium. So kung magdadala kayo ng stuff, baka kailangan yung iwan sa guardian, and the guard will not be held responsible for the loss and damage to said paraphernalia that they are banned from both venues. So be responsible lang, guys, with anything that you're bringing over so that we can all have a fun and safe WrestleMania XL viewing experience. Alright, speaking of other things we need to be talking about, we have our Patreon.
Yeah, so
our Patreon program where we review weekly wrestling content. Myself and Emil and Rowan and Ro also review the weekly shows. And if you like what we do on the Patreon and want to earn other perks as well, Emil will tell you more about it.
All right. So like Gina said, you know, we write weekly reviews of all weekly TV shows that's going around. Also some local wrestling as well, courtesy of Rowan. And also you get to join in on our Discord where there's a lot of good, positive conversations lately. So if you want to join in on that, and if you are a patron or you support the pod by subscribing to our Patreon, you'll get some preferential rates on the Pasabais that we are doing. I think we're going to do the next one soon because we just finished our last run of Pasabais. So all that you could do, you know, all that by just subscribing at a price of $5. $5, so 250-260 pesos locally. The link is patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast.
All right. From Patreon, let's go jump on to Blast TV.
Yeah.
Blast TV is the official partner for WWE programming in the Philippines. So if you are on Converge, you get to watch Blast TV for free. See, Emil actually has been watching the WWE content on it.
Yeah. We were talking about this earlier on our Discord. No, not, this is one of the perks. Again, you get to join in on conversations. And we talked about how people are taking this opportunity for granted because Blast TV is free, right? And before people are nagkukumog yung mga tao, saan ko mapapanood yung Raw, saan ko mapapanood yung SmackDown? Here it is. If you're Converge or Globe subscribers, just Blast TV, it's free of charge. All you gotta do is sign up. If you're not on those providers, still 189 pesos per month. They have also an ongoing promo in which you can get 3 months by putting in code 73MOS. So if you enter that code at checkout, you'll get 3 free months of Blast TV. So not only will you get WWE, but you will also get everything else. You'll get sports, you get your favorite movies, you get your favorite series, all that for a price of 189. And again, if you put in that code, you'll get 3 months free. So again, Blast TV, please support the whole platform so that we can keep watching WWE at a very accessible medium. So yeah.
Thanks, Emil, to all for all those plugs na minemorize niya. Really putting in the work. Ako nang sasalita lang ako. But now that we've done all of that, let's talk about what happened over the weekend. Starting things off with Shayna Baszler making her Bloodsport debut. I thought this is a big deal personally for me because I am a big Bloodsport fan. And we all know Shayna Baszler was trained by Bloodsport founder Josh Barnett. So it was really important for Josh to have Shayna on Bloodsport X or Bloodsport 10, the 10th installment for this very shoot style, shall we say, wrestling promotion that happens around WrestleMania weekend as well. According to news, Josh Barnett actually personally reached out to Triple H to ask if his student, Shayna Baszler, can make her Bloodsport debut. And Champion Shayna personally also wants to be part of that promotion. Other WWE wrestlers are also set, contracted WWE wrestlers are also set to make their independent wrestling promotion debut for GCW and other indie events happening during WrestleMania weekend. Ang laking bagay nito because Triple H is actually opening multiple forbidden doors. It's like that scene in Endgame. Nagbabasa lahat ng portal, right? And Triple H is Captain America, right? He's just allowing everybody to go everywhere. And never thought I'd see the day where in the WWE that we are in right now, wrestlers can appear on other brands. Perico, Emil, does this excite you as well?
Yes, of course. I mean, this is a good news for everyone. Because this is one of the things now when Triple H took over. This is one of those things that people wish could happen. Like he would be more open to allowing other wrestlers to go and perform for other promotions, even just for a one-off, diba? And like you said, you know, looks like there will be other WWE wrestlers who will are open to working the WrestleMania indie shows. So that this is just again a good news and. There's a lot of exciting possibilities. And I'm already thinking of people who I think, bagay sila. If Triple H allows them to work other places, I could see this guy working at this place. Or I could see this another guy working for that promotion. So, kudos also to Triple H for allowing these things to happen. Like, I know there's a reputation in WWE, they're not really that open to working with other promotions. But now I think that stance is, it's softening up. And, you know, they're now more open to collaborations. You know, malay natin, di ba? They can collaborate with the other biggest wrestling promotion in the world. But, you know, malay natin, could happen one day. But this is a small step towards a bigger goal, I think, for some, which is an open world where everyone can cross over promotions and work without being held up by contracts and obligations. Diba? So this is overall good news. I'm excited to see Shayna Baszler in GCW working Bloodsport, which is something na sobrang bagay nga, diba? Because she is an MMA athlete as well. So kudos to everyone involved here for pulling this off.
Yeah, she's also a folk style wrestler. I think with regards to you hoping that they work with AEW, medyo matagal pa yon kasi medyo petty pa si Tony Khan. But all in all, I think we still have a lot to be thankful for because of this news, Demar. But now that we've talked about the biggest news outside the ring, let's jump into the news inside the ring with our picks of the week. Now, if you are new to the program, picks of the week are weekly episodes where we collate and curate all the weekly wrestling happening so that you don't have to watch 7 hours worth of weekly wrestling programming. Hayaan mo na kami gawin yan for you guys. And we will talk about all that and more after we hear from our other podcast on the Pod Network.
Magandang araw para sa mga mas nakakalurky na storya.
Mas masayang kwentuhan.
Mas nakakautot sa kaligayahan at chismisan.
Mga kaabang-abang na storya.
Aba, tutok na lagi sa Tambalan Podcast.
Back on the weekly Pick of the Weeks episode, weekly Pick of the Weeks episode, but okay, of the Wrestling Podcast, Chino Liao and Emil Nate holding things down. We are a podcast of two, but that will not stop us from talking about our picks or favorite bits from this week or last week in wrestling. Let's start things off first with the biggest news possibly. And the Rock's concert, and this is actually Rowan ASH's pick. This happened last week on SmackDown. He brought out his old guitar, and Rowan thought that he really enjoyed the Rock's concert. Sabi niya dito, always had whenever there was one. He basically dressed down on every. He basically dressed down everybody from Cody, Cody's mom, Dusty Rhodes, Seth Rollins, even the Cody Crybabies, which of course The Rock loves to do. He loves to punch down. This is the type of segment that made me like Elias before, because during the match or before the match, the buildup of the match, there is usually a promo to trash talk on the opponent. But concerts like that, like The Rock to an extent, then you get on Elias. Right, he thinks it's very creative that it's not just straight up trash talking, but that they also add a little musical flavor into it. It goes to show that Rock and Elias and other wrestlers, by extension, have other talents as well. As always, Rock refers to himself in the third person in conversation and tells us his intention, which is to whip Cody with his own Brahma Bull weightlifting belt, and later references the You're Welcome song from Moana, which I popped for. I'll be honest, I popped for it. One thing I noticed, according to Rowan, is whenever The Rock shows up, it felt like Roman's presence is not that big of a deal anymore. Even Rollins is affected by The Rock's presence. Even the WrestleMania card, which features Cody Rhodes finishing his story against Roman Reigns, is actually affected. So, Emil, before you give your thoughts on this, I want to ask you, kung, because of The Rock's current appearances on TV product, do you think that it takes away from Cody Rhodes actually being able to finish his story?
In a way, yes. But I do think this is all deliberate. Like, ever since, this is the goal of The Rock coming into this story, him stealing the spotlight. He's the bad guy. If he was a face and he does this, that's where I think I will have a problem. But because he's a heel and his character is, he's literally the final boss. He's an egomaniac who is there to steal the spotlight from everyone, even from his own cousin. So I understand the situation. I feel like they understand the assignment. But yun nga, may nadadami dito, and people are now thinking that he is taking away from Cody's moment and from Roman's moment, even Roman's moment, because ever since he stepped in, nahi-chapera si Roman, which I feel like, again, it's also deliberate because that's the story that they're telling. Ever since The Rock came into the spotlight, parang naging little brother si Roman. So, yes, in a way, but I also, I feel that they're stealing away the spotlight from Cody Roman, but I also feel like it's deliberate. Do I think it's going to affect me come WrestleMania and affect my excitement towards the main event of night 2? No, but for other people, yes, it may for them. But again, if you've been following this story, everything is making sense right now. Even The Rock taking away the spotlight. It's in the story, in my opinion.
I think to a much larger extent, I can agree and disagree with you. Because it's not right. Only Cody that gets affected by this situation. It's also Roman and the Bloodline that are affected. Because they are also outshined by a much more talented, much bigger star. Diba? Dwayne Johnson coming into the picture, bringing his guitar, doing all his smack talk from back in the day, really just goes to show na mas lamang talaga siya in terms of getting heat than Roman Reigns. Diba? Roman Reigns has been on top of the food chain for the better part of 2 years, 3 years now. But when The Rock showed up, ganun lang eh, diba? He just all of a sudden ended up on top. So I get that he's trying to take away the spotlight from Cody. But initially, yes, that was the original intention of The Rock appearing. But now I think because Roman's light shines a little less now than Cody Rhodes's or than The Rock's, the apektohan din siya. And I think it's actually a good way to sow seeds to a potential Rock-Roman face-off down the line. I think this is ultimately the goal. This is where everything comes to a head. A Roman Reigns, Dwayne The Rock Johnson face-off still happening at a much later date. Possibly next year. What's bigger than WrestleMania 40? WrestleMania 50. And I think they were going to wait an entire year before they actually give us this.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like I said, I think I said this last week on the stream. They need to finish off the Cody chapter first before they can go to what they want, which is Rock versus Roman.
Yes. Do you have any more thoughts with regards to Rock and Roman and his guitar action?
I just gotta say, it was electrifying to see the Hollywood theme song be brought back. I marked out when yung theme song niya, you know, transition into the Hollywood Rock theme. And you can tell it got a pop. The theme song itself got a pop from the crowd, and everyone online was going crazy about it. Everyone was literally asking for it. Even me, I was asking for it when he turned heel. Like, bring back the theme music, because his current theme song doesn't really fit the heel rock aesthetic. So I'm glad that they listened to the clamor. And again, people can't help but to cheer in that moment. He entered the ring with that song.
Right. Yeah, that's all we have to talk about with regards to Friday Night SmackDown. Now let's move on to Tuesday Night NXT with Stan's pick. This week's NXT pick of the week for Stan C is Gigi Dolin versus Ariana Grace. It happened last Tuesday on NXT, like I said. And according to Stan, I like how this supposed one-off match is leading to another fun and unusual pairing in the NXT women's division, similar to what Fallon Henley and Kiana James and later Stephanie Stratton then had. It looks like a whole lot of comedy between Ariana Grace's the Lulu nature and Gigi Dolin's give-no-fucks attitude, especially given the stipulation that must be enforced after Gigi lost via DQ. That low blow caught me by surprise because I don't think we've ever seen a woman receiving a low blow in WWE. But correct me if I'm wrong, it was innovative finish given what is considered conventional in women's wrestling, staying true to Gigi Dolin's nature as a rebellious punk character. Whether or not it was intentional, I couldn't help but think that the low blow was a nod to Gigi's infamous tampon spot from the indies, which made her trend. So, now that we've talked about Stan's thoughts, let's hear your thoughts, Emil.
I love Ariana Grace. She gets it. Like, with others, kasi, when they debut in NXT, they will just show off their athletic prowess, and then the character comes after. But with her, you could see the character. Like, the character is there. Pagka-debut niya pa lang, there's already an established character, and I love it when newbies develop a character immediately pag salang lang nila sa NXT. Kasi mahirap yun eh. Mas mahirap to form a personality or persona that you could run with than, you know, just being a wrestler and showing your athletic moves and stuff. So I love what she's doing right now, and I love the ending of this match because of how ridiculous the low blow actually is. But according to some people, it really does hurt guys, women. So I will also agree with that sentiment. So I'm excited to what's gonna happen with this storyline, because again, like Stan said, this seems like a one-off, but it looks like they're gonna have a story with this one. I say, you know, the stipulation, yeah, like Gigi's gonna have a makeover, courtesy of Ariana Grace. So I'm excited to see that in the future episodes of NXT. Because Gigi Dolin needs a direction because after nabuwag yung Toxic Attraction, I feel like she has been lost in the card. Kasi si JC Jane, she found a great story with JCU. So Gigi Dolin, I feel like, was left behind. So if this gives her something new to work on, then I'm all for it. I'm a Gigi Dolin fan as well. So again, excited to see what happens here.
Yeah, nakakatawa yung low blow spot. That really did catch me by surprise. But it also reminded me of a bit that I remember from like a movie. I can't remember which one. I think it was one of the scary movies where they tried to do a low blow, pero walang nangyari. So they kept doing the low blow. Female versus female low blow. A confront, if you will. Walang nangyari. So it was just funny. Because dito, ganun din yung nangyari. Halos, diba? Like apparently, it really is supposed to hurt. Genitals are genitals, after all. But it's just funny that they really took such a risque finish and ran with it. I really like the innovation involved there. I'm a Gigi Dolin fan. Always have, always will be. And so to see her be part of another tag team is actually, a potential tag team rather, is actually going to be refreshing, I think.
Yep.
All right. So that's the first half of our picks for this week. Let's take another break before and hear from our other podcast on the Pod Network.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Nikki Porter. And I'd like to invite you to catch the episodes of Nuggets of Nikki, a podcast where I share bite-sized insights as a relationship coach. Because in case you haven't noticed, healthy relationships these days seem very hard to come by. Everyone seems to be dealing with their own ish, right? They don't want to commit when they deep down want a relationship. They want to connect with their partner, but they ignore them instead. They know that something's bothering them, but they don't tell their partner, so they resent them over time. You know, the usual stuff. So how do we navigate through all of that, especially if you want a relationship that lasts? Well, as cliche as it sounds, it really, honest to God, begins with you. Through each episode, we'll work through all the different variables at play that might be keeping you from becoming an empathic partner by first figuring out how you can be a worthy partner for yourself. If this sounds like your type of podcast, be sure to give Nuggets of Nikki a follow. Then let's get to it.
Back on the Picks of the Week episode of the Wrestling Podcast. Still on the WWE side of things, let's jump over to Monday Night Raw with a few picks courtesy, first of all, of you, Emil. Let's talk about your pick.
And so my pick for this week is the main event of Raw, which is the Gauntlet match with the winner to face Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship at WrestleMania. So the first half of this match, they got through it pretty quickly. So the first, I think, four or three, medyo mabilis. But when Shinsuke Nakamura came in, that's when the match picked up. So we got basically three good singles matches consecutively. So we got Shinsuke versus Chad Gable, and then sino na kalaban ni Shinsuke? Because Shinsuke was involved in one of them, and then of course the last,
I think Ricochet was somewhere in there, right?
Yeah. And then the last one, of course, that's why I'm picking this. It's the last matchup between Chad Gable and Simon. We talked about it on the stream last Thursday as well. But this is a matchup where no one, like, I feel like people both want both men to win because they have each solid cases. And both Sami Zayn and Chad Gable are over with the audience. But, you know, with Sami Zayn winning, there was a bit of violent reaction online. Nah, people really wanted Gable to face Gunther. But it was a good match. I liked it because you could see the Chad Gable wrestle that match with a chip on his shoulder. Like, I could see it. His intensity was there. He kept looking for the ankle lock the entire match with Sammy, which that is wrestling that I like. When you're working on the body part and consistently working on that body part throughout the match. Sayang lang natalo si Gable, but it was a really impressive showing by Chad Gable. It really was. If parang ano, he wrestled as if he's not gonna get on the Mania card and he's trying to prove to everyone of how good he is. Even though alam na din naman ng lahat ng tao how good he is, but again, he wrestled that match with the biggest chip on his shoulder. And will this get him at least a reward or a spot in the Mania card? I don't know, but up until now, I still think it should be Chad Gable who should be dethroning Gunther. It's not, maybe it's not going to happen at Mania, but it's going to happen at some other time because dude really deserves it.
Yeah, so we did talk about this last week on the podcast live stream. I am still very much a fan of this match, of the people involved in this match. And yeah, it was good stuff. You guys haven't caught it. They actually uploaded the entire thing on YouTube.
Oh.
So uncut. It's on there. All 20, 30 minutes of it is up on YouTube right now. So sobrang ganda. Yeah, I suggest if there's one thing from Raw that you do watch, it's this. But if there's a second thing you should watch from Monday Night Raw, it is my pick. Also, coming from this or last week's episode of Monday Night Raw, it's the opening match for that episode. First wrestling thing you see on that episode, it's Becky Lynch versus Liv Morgan. This match actually caught me by surprise because I did not have any expectations going into it. I was like, okay, they're running it again. Becky versus Liv, it was a good matchup. It was one of the first feuds of this year. So during day one, naglaban sila. It was an okay match on day one as well. But my God, this was such a sleeper match. I did not expect it to be as physical as it got. Diba, the power bumps, si Becky Lynch in the ring, and they did all sorts of moves. They did all the false finishes. Liv rolling out after the manhandle slam was just really told me that this wasn't going to be a simple one-off match for Becky on her way to Rhea Ripley. So ang ganda na they really told the story here, even if it felt like it was just a stop here for the man. I think this was their way also of setting up a potential Liv Morgan heel turn. We've heard about her revenge tour, the one that she's on, and we see seeds of ill content being sown as we see Liv Morgan on weekly TV. Dumadating na siya sa point na hindi na siya masaya, that people are getting in her way of trying to get to the ultimate goal, which is Rhea Ripley, which is the Women's World Championship. So I think there might be a heel turn coming for Liv a little ways down the road. But Emil, were you able to catch this match?
I did. It was a fun match. Again, a good opener. Oh, good opener for Raw. This was a mini story in the bigger story of Becky versus Rhea, also involving Nia for some reason, even though Nia has already been beaten by Nia has already been beaten by Rhea Ripley in Elimination Chamber. I don't know why she's still involved in this feud, but I guess they need, they just need someone. I say Rhea is already kind of transitioning into a babyface, so maybe they really need someone who's like someone that people hate, to get heat. For the division. So, but again, this was a fun match. And the same thing I said about Chad Gable, I'm also going to say the same thing about Liv Morgan. She wrestled this match with a chip on her shoulder. I say, if you look at the card now, there's a possibility that she might not be in it in the major matches. So she has been, ever since coming back, parang miss may extra edge. I don't see Liv Morgan, and I hope down the line she could, she could maybe turn heel and go after Women's World Championship or go after Becky or go after Rhea. So this was an excellent match, and Becky's just one of the best. She's one of the respected veterans that in already on in that division, and both of them, both Becky and Liv, really had a great match on Raw.
Yeah, definitely worth checking out. And definitely worth watching the rest of Monday Night Raw for. And now that we're done with all the WWE talk for the weekend, let's jump into Raw and the consensus pick of the pod, all happening on AEW. Let's first start off with Raw's initial pick, because he wanted to veer away from picking another Bryan Danielson match for like the pang isang buwan na yata niyan ba Bryan Danielson match to. But his original pick is going to be Kyle O'Reilly versus Brian Keith on Collision. According to Roe, he says that it was great to see Kyle back and in great shape too. Despite coming from a really terrible injury, he has not missed any steps at all. This match was a downright fight, which wasn't dissimilar to Brian Shibata that opened the show and even got ugly and uncomfortable at certain points. Red Dragon, was my favorite part of the Undisputed Era. And for those who forgot or don't know what Kyle O'Reilly could do and why he was pegged for a main event singles run in NXT 2.0, he proves not only his potential, but also that there is still a good chance of him being a big, big star for AEW. Now, I also caught this match. I also thought it was very good. It wasn't quite as good as the Shibata-Danielson match, which we will get to in a minute. But I actually like Kyle O'Reilly. He did come from a very serious injury. I actually thought that Red Dragon were done for. Right? See, Bobby Fish isn't with the company anymore, and see Kyle O'Reilly was just injured horribly. So, kala ko hindi na natin siya makita to see him pop up during, what was that, Revolution? It was nice, right? And
yes,
to see him face off against Brian Keith, who I actually like the ring work off, is also very nice. So, I actually enjoyed this matchup quite a bit. Ikaw, Emil.
I'm just happy. I'm just happy for Kyle. I mean, I think I've shared on the pod before, and I really love the Undisputed Era. Like, all four of them are some of my favorite wrestlers of the current generation. So to see Kyle be back after 2 years, almost 2 years, he was out. I'm just so happy. And this was a really good match, right? And I feel like they entrusted Brian Keith a lot to carry Kyle O'Reilly, kasi kahabalik na lang ni Kyle O'Reilly, and still fresh off being out for 2 years, and they delivered. They really delivered, and I really missed Kyle O'Reilly, man. I was smiling for the entire match, and that post match celebration was just awesome. Like, I know the story that they're writing they're gonna eventually turn on Kyle, but I feel like that was a genuine moment among friends, because I think all Roddy and Kyle are, I think they're really good friends, because again, going back to their days in the Undisputed Era, and he was also
all the way back to ROH.
All the way back to ROH and also with the Kingdom. So I know the story there, but I feel like that was a really genuine moment. And they're really happy for Kyle that he was able to make his way back to wrestling. And that was a very wholesome moment. Even though the dispute with the Kingdom were heels, that was a very wholesome moment for me.
Yeah, maganda yung connection nila that they bring up during the match. I actually enjoyed that part as well, but not as much as I enjoyed the consensus pick of the pod this week, which goes out also to AEW Collision, particularly to the opening match on free TV, guys, between Katsuyori Shibata and Bryan Danielson. My God, first of all, the other three guys who aren't on here, they did not leave thoughts, but we will echo what they want to say on this pod episode, because my God, what a match. First of all, we are getting Shibata versus Danielson, a dream match for most people on free TV. Yan yung Tony Khan power in full effect, diba? We didn't expect to see, or I did not expect to see Shibata back, but we also did not expect to see Danielson back. Both of them were injured for the longest time. Dumating sa point na nagkasalisi sila sa careers nila, and they were on opposing promotions. So di natin, ako never ko in-expect in a million years na mangyayari to. And then we just get it on TV just like that. We get to see hard-hitting styles against hard-hitting styles. Technician versus technician. It was just a wrestling fan's wet dream come to life. And I honestly enjoyed it just as much as anybody else. Ikaw, Emil.
My only problem with this match is that this should be a main event for a pay-per-view. That's how much this match means to me. This is a dream match for me. Like, if people told me years ago that we would be getting this match, I would have called you crazy, because both guys at some point were told wala na, like you should retire, like there's no way for you to come back and do this again. And both of them were able to overcome that, and we got this match finally in the year of our Lord 2024. It was everything that I expected it to be. Hard-hitting action, submission specialists going at it. That point of the match where both of them, you know how po sila, the middle of the ring, the sagsasapakan lang sila, that was amazing. And I am glad that we got this match before Bryan hangs it up for good. I feel like this is one of those things, this is a bucket list thing for Bryan. Now, before he hangs it up for good, he wants to wrestle Shibata. And, you know, it just so happens that Shibata is signed with AEW, so TK made that happen. And by God, what a match. This is probably my second favorite match of the year so far, after Takeshita Osprey. So if I would put that on the rankings, it would be a close second so far in, you know, the match of the year for me. Say, you know, again, we got this match on free TV, and yet it was a pay-per-view quality match between two of the best of all time. You know, best technical wrestlers of all time, just going at it, even without a storyline.
I mean, Emil, you forget we're talking about the promotion here that also gave us, for free, in fact, Minoru Suzuki versus Bryan Danielson. So that match is up on YouTube. You can still watch it to this very day. So it's very insane. Now, I get what you mean when you want it to be a main eventer, because yeah, it's such a special match. But I also understand that Tony Khan does things a little differently, and he wants as many people on the TV product as much as possible. Right? He wants to treat the TV product on the same level as a pay-per-view or as a PLE in the WWE side of things, which I totally understand. Kasi doon po mapasok yung advertisers, diba, doon pumapasok yung pera, and it allows them to do bigger pay-per-views because pay-per-views are self-produced, diba? They get partnerships for sure, but they are self-produced by the company. So it's really important that they lift the TV product up as much as the pay-per-view. And especially in a company that doesn't do as many pay-per-views, like, say, the WWE, AEW really knows how to build hype, especially since they have that unlimited power that Tony Khan can just snap his fingers and bam, we get a Shibata-Danielson match for the first match on free TV. So, galing lang din. I get the marketing behind it and I can totally stand by why he does these things from time to time. But yes, that does it for this week's episode of the Wrestling Podcast. Nabitin ba kayo, guys? Well, don't worry, because we have a lot more wrestling in store for this week, including a live, in-your-face, weekly live stream on the Wrestling Podcast. It's happening every Thursday on our Facebook and YouTube channels. Just search it up at the Wrestling Podcast. Also, while you're at it, give us a follow on our personal accounts as well. It is at EML_Meister, is at Ro Iswar for Ro Moran, at _ Stan C for Stan, at Ro Monday Night, N-I-T-E Rowan for Rowan A-S-H, and for myself, it is at Chino Supersized. Follow the pod as well on Twitter, on X, and on the other social media platforms. On Twitter, it is at Wrestling2XPod. On everything else, it is at Wrestling Podcast. And that does it for this week of the Wrestling Podcast. It is just a short episode. Hopefully, you guys can join us for our weekly live stream. Again, happening every Thursday at 7 p.m. But for Emil Latte, and for the rest of my co-hosts who are unavailable today, my name is Chita Liao. Thank you and goodbye.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.